This is GQDN for Monday, March 31st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, delicious, delicious stuff. Look for the product called Questworthy and go get those drink mixes, including Questworthy. Once you do, bundle them up, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest. Lots of great flavors there. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. Excellent stuff. Buy patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff there too. Great content. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Final Fantasy news. We got some stuff coming out tomorrow. We do. And could there be people more excited for a game than a Switch 2? Possible. But we begin today with the AP News, because they said that the France's antitrust lawsuit against Apple is now done. Now, Apple has been forced to pay $162 million over its privacy feature because of the app tracking transparency. And the ruling said, quote, it was the way in which it was implemented was neither necessary nor proportionate to Apple's stated objective of protecting personal data. Now, that started in April 2021 and ended in July 2023. Now, how would this affect the gaming industry? We might be discussing this in the weekly news. And that's because Blizzard Watch did say that the Blizzard president, Johanna Ferries, was talking to Conan O'Brien. And that discussion is up on YouTube. But to summarize, they were going over the history of video games, and then they went on into what would be the future of video games, such as the business that they went into with the NFL, the National Football League, because of Call of Duty. And they also went into what the resources were used, where Johanna said that some of the resources were a waste. So you can go check that out. Now, could people be more excited about Tamagotchi Life than a Switch 2? NintendoLife.com did ask that question when they showed Tamagotchi Life Living the Dream, and they were comparing the numbers when they looked at the X posts done by Nintendo, and not just the replies, but the fact that the game got 404,000 likes and the Switch 2 only got 384,000 likes. Now, there's not much into that that would say why that happened, but those numbers could tell a story. We'll see. Oh, WCCF Tech said that Pal World could be making a dating sim. Pocket Pair could be making a dating sim. Well, keep in mind that was last year's April Fool's dating joke. But Pal World did show a video up on YouTube, and it looks like the joke may be over, because right now there's an active Steam page for the game called Pal World. It's Pal Heart World, more than just pals. So yes, there is a trailer, and right now there is no release date for said game. But that could happen. We shall see. Oh, and by the way, Gematsu said that PlayStation did have a commercial, full version. It took 123 seconds. More of the celebration of PlayStation's 30th anniversary. So there is that. And a part of that would be Monster Hunter Wilds, because according to Gematsu again, they hit 10 million sales. And that is a first month sales record for Capcom. So well done to Capcom. Now we get to some games that are coming out. And that would include NintendoEverything.com, Vlad Circus, Curse of Asmus, whatever. But yeah, this is going to be a pixel art graphic adventure game. And if you did play that game, this is going to be the sequel from the 2023 original Vlad Circus Descend into Madness. And of course, this isn't just going to be on Nintendo, but it's going to be on all the consoles at some point. Oh, even the PlayStation blog had to get in on this. They said that there's going to be a game called Korea, and that'll be coming tomorrow, April 1st. Not April Fool's Day. No, April 1st. So there you get to bond with a friend, feed it, take care of it, play with it. Then you can go traverse the world. You can outsmart some hunters using stealth and bravery. And you can support each other in an ancient forest. It's you and the dog. You and the dog. I think this one had dogs too. Polygon.com did say that The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered is going on PC. And there could be some other games out there this week too. So that's going to PC. I just said Korea, going to PC. Sands going to PC, that's April 3rd. Caligo, all these are April 3rd. Saphiria, there are some games coming to PC. By the way, Sands, $0 on Steam, $0. Caligo, $10. I'm sorry, $6 on Steam, but $10 at Nintendo and PlayStation. Just to give you an idea. But don't get your hopes up about Final Fantasy IX Remake. According to DualShockers.com, that rumor started all the way back in 2021. And there were a list of games that was in the NVIDIA GeForce. But this year, this will be the 25th anniversary of Final Fantasy IX. And Square Enix did publish a special website that would promote some new merchandise. Final Fantasy IX launched in Japan on July 7th, 2000. But will there be a remake? Oh, there's a site up. We end today once again with PlayStation because, according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, Hypercharge Unboxed will be coming to PlayStation, and that'll be sometime this year. Now, Hypercharge Unboxed was on PC, then went to Xbox last year. In fact, Digital Cyber Cherries did say, quote, "We've had thousands of fans on social media asking us if and when it'll be coming to PlayStation," end quote. Further quote, "So you asked, so we delivered, and are so pleased to announce that PlayStation players will get to join in on the fun soon." This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Oh, Nintendo Switch, where'd he go? Go play some games, people. Thank you.